Corey, when you got a banged up offensive line, and you know, like however that shakes out, but when you got a big, what's important to the healthy guys? What's important as far as being a healthy guy and your focus? Can you worry about the hurt guys, or how do you approach it?
Yeah, I guess communication just goes, you know, put it at a premium. We got to make sure everybody's on the same page. Overemphasize on certain calls, making sure that everybody knows what they're doing. So I guess that's, and that goes for everybody. That's not just myself. That's, you know, the guards, you know, making sure the tackles are on the same page, and because that'll help everybody out.
Do you ever think in terms of like, you know, hey, no matter what's going on, I got to take care of my job first? I mean, like, you feel bad for guys who are hurt and that kind of thing, but you got to take care of your job first.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got to do their job, and that's what we pride ourselves on. At the beginning, we have a phrase in the old line room where it's, you know, eventually it's going to come down to you winning your one-on-one battle, or you winning your job, and that's what it always ends up coming down to. But we also have to be smart and put our pieces in the right place and put the emphasis in the right areas. So yeah.
Corey, how tough is it for you guys to protect the best quarterback of the game when you have no David Bakhtiari and you got Bulaga who's banged up and you're one of the leaders? How tough is it for you guys to make that adjustment week in, going in, when you guys...
Yeah, I mean, it's an obstacle, as you can see from anybody who's had situations like we're going through. But it's something that you got to adjust to, and regardless of how tough it is, we're going to have to do it, you know. And that's, you know, maybe we'll go out and the game plan that we have, you know, maybe we'll have to adjust to something unforeseen right now at halftime or in the second quarter or whatever it is. That's the most important thing, like I was just saying, communication, making sure that we can make those adjustments, then take them out on the field and execute them.
Yeah, you guys have been working together, the offensive line, but then you get a new guy in there, Ulrich. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't know anything about Green Bay, and he's got to get this offense. How tough is it for a guy like that to try to get things going?
It's tough, but he, I mean, even spending, you know, whatever, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it was with him today, you know, he seems like a good – hard-working, high-character, high-integrity guy who, you know, is going to put his nose in the playbook and get ready for the game, no matter what he's going to be called upon to do.
Ordinarily, Corey, on Tuesday afternoon, we wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be here, your body would be in a different place, but you play again on Thursday night. Injury aside, the length of the game the other day aside, how tough is that, just changing your routine to play for this Thursday night?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not something that I think is beneficial to anybody, but... it is what it is, and that's what you gotta prepare yourself. And it does throw you for a little loop, but the best part about it here is that I think our strength coaches, our athletic training staff, our coaches are all on the same page in terms of getting our bodies back, making sure that's our focus, that's our goal, is making sure our bodies are ready to play in the game. And them all being on the same page, I think, helps us out a lot.
Corey, you always hear in the best interest of player safety is playing on Thursday night after a Sunday game, or the best interest of player safety.
Yeah, no comment. But but it's, you know, I'll just say it is tough. I know it's tough for a lot of guys, especially as you get older. Some of these older guys, vets, Jari's been in the league, you know, 30 years, and but it is an obstacle that I don't think is necessarily beneficial.
Corey, just knowing your body, does history and experience help you at all in weeks like this, or is it just always the same kind of deal for you?
Yeah, you got it's a little bit of both. It's, you know, knowing what routines have worked in the past, and then also adjusting to whatever circumstances you're put under now. So, you know, something's a little. This part of your body sore, so you got to do a little something different, you know. Just it's working both sides and making sure you got a routine that works.